If you feel nothing right now, this episode is for you. Not the dramatic kind of nothing, not the numbness that comes with shock. I'm talking about that flat, quiet, almost muted state where joy doesn't quite land and pain doesn't fully register, where you're functioning, doing what needs to be done. But somewhere along the way, you stopped feeling like you were fully here. I want to say this gently, but there's nothing wrong with you. That numbness isn't a failure. It isn't a personal flaw. It's your body's way of saying, I've been carrying too much for too long. Welcome to the notion of you. I'm Tashi Jones, storyteller, guide, and today I want to be your gentle reminder that you don't have to force your way back into feeling alive. You don't have to break through anything. You don't have to fix yourself. You're safe here. I want you to imagine this podcast is like two friends meeting for coffee. Are going for a walk today. There's no agenda, no pressure to perform, just space. Let this be one of those rare moments in your day where you don't have to hold it all together. Now let's take a pause. Take a deep breath. Not too deep if that feels like too much, but notice how your breath feels. How is the breaths you're already taking? Let your shoulders drop just a fraction. Let your jaw unclench. Soften your belly if you can. If your mind is racing, that's okay. If you're half listening while doing something else, that's okay too. There's no right way to be here. So many of us have learned to disconnect as a survival skill. We learned how to keep going, how to stay productive, how to stay useful. And at some point, feeling less became safer than feeling anything at all. If that's you, I see you. This isn't about pulling emotions out of hiding. It's about allowing what's already here to be acknowledged, even if what's here feels like nothing at all. Numbness is still information. That flatness is still a signal. And awareness, even brief quiet awareness, is the beginning of coming back to yourself. Maybe you've been scrolling to avoid yourself, or rushing through the day to stay ahead of your feelings, or juggling 1,000 tabs just trying to get through. Let this be your permission to pause. You don't need to feel better by the end of this episode. It's not about clarity. It's not about a breakthrough. It's just about being here, feeling the support. That's enough for now. There was a season where I didn't feel sad, or happy, or angry, or grateful. It was flat. Neutral, but in a way that wasn't peaceful. More like the volume on my inner world, which normally is very loud, had been turned way down and forgotten. The moment is pretty vivid in my mind. I caught my reflection in a photo. This was not a good photo. It was not posed. It wasn't a good angle. It was a moment being captured, a midlife snapshot. And my first thought as I looked at it wasn't about how I looked, but it was the realization that I wasn't fully there. My eyes looked distant, but not tired, not overwhelmed, just gone in a way that surprised me. Like I had stepped out of myself slowly enough that I hadn't really noticed when it happened. At the time, I told myself I was fine. Everything was fine. Fine, fine, fine. I was doing all the things, showing up, taking care of everyone, managing my day. I wasn't really falling apart. And honestly, that felt like proof that I was okay, that I was fine. But underneath that steadiness was a very emotional frost. Joy didn't land anymore. Music didn't speak to me. And even the hard things didn't really break through. I could name the facts of my life, but I couldn't feel them. What I didn't realize then was that the numbness that I was going through wasn't absence of feelings. It was a compression. And that is what happens when your nervous system, your body, decides that feeling everything would be too much. When it decides that going quiet is safer than staying open. I wasn't disconnected because I didn't care. It was the opposite. I was disconnected because I cared too much for too long without support. Because I didn't know how to stop racing, and slowing down felt so risky. There was a morning, standing in my kitchen, holding a mug of what should have been delicious tea, but I couldn't even taste the warmth of it. And that's what hit me. It wasn't dramatic, but it was that soft, sad noticing. I missed myself. Not the version of me from before my life changed, but the version of me who could feel the small things, who could register the comfort, who could tell when something was too much before completely shutting down. That moment in my kitchen didn't come with answers or motivation or a plan. Because that's what I wanted. But it came with honesty, and it was still a beginning. It wasn't a breakthrough, not some big emotional release, just the willingness to admit that the numbness I was feeling had become normal. And normal is not the same as okay. I didn't know what to do at the time, and I certainly didn't rush to fix it. I didn't try and force myself to feel things like grateful or positive or inspired. I just sat with it. I let that truth just exist. And for the first time in a while, I didn't push the feeling aside. I stayed with it. And that was enough to start. I wish someone had told me sooner that numbness isn't the problem. It's part of your strategy. It's what your nervous system does when feeling everything feels like too much for too long. When there hasn't been enough rest, enough support, enough safety to process everything you've been carrying. It doesn't mean you're broken. Please hear this. It doesn't mean you're broken. It means that something intelligent in you stepped in and said, we need to turn this volume down. You don't wake up one day just numb. We get there gradually. Every experience, there's a little less joy, a little less presence, more distractions, more scrolling. It becomes a habit of pushing those moments that your body whispers, this is too much. Because eventually, not feeling becomes easier than feeling. And this is where we get stuck. We assume that to come back to ourselves, we have to have that emotional moment, the breakthrough, the good cry, some dramatic reawakening where everything floods back in and we finally feel again. And that assumption keeps us scared. It keeps us frozen. It keeps us numbing. Our nervous systems have chosen numbness for protection, forcing intensity feels like a threat. Your body isn't waiting for you to rip open that door again. It's waiting to see if we can be slowly trusted. And this is where rebuilding self-trust begins. Not with big feelings, but with small, almost unnoticeable acts of listening. Numbness lives in your nervous system, not your mind. So you can't think your way out of it, even when you really want to. You can't logic your way back to aliveness. You have to sense it. You have to feel your way back. And that sensing doesn't start with your emotions. It starts with your body. For a long time, I thought feeling equals emotion. Happiness, sadness, anger, grief. And while they are, they're also layered experiences. They sit on top of something a little bit more basic. Sensation, warmth, cold, tight, heavy, buzzing, still. So when I stopped asking myself what I was feeling emotionally and started tuning into what my body was experiencing, everything softened. Because I don't feel anything is still a feeling. It's information. It tells you your system is in a protective state. Not shut down forever, but conserving. We often make the mistake of interpreting the numbness as absence, instead of treating it as a boundary. Your body is trying to say that it needs gentleness to open again. So instead of trying to So instead of trying to wake yourself up with intensity, we need to begin with more neutrality. Start by noticing what's already there. I remember practicing this in some of the most ordinary moments, standing at the sink, sitting in the car, lying in bed before sleep. It was a quick pause, check-in, of what do I notice in my body right now? It wasn't to change it or to fix it. It was just to name it and to notice it. Sometimes the answer was my chest felt tight. Sometimes it was my shoulders aching. Sometimes I couldn't feel anything at all. But that had to be enough because it was about awareness. And this is often where we get impatient. We want reassurance that we're doing it right, that something's happening, that we're progressing. But that's not what nervous system repair looks like. It's not the progress that we've been taught to measure. It looks like staying with that sensation for maybe 10 seconds longer than you normally would. Staying present in that moment instead of numbing out immediately. Letting curiosity take over instead of judgment. That is reentry. Another shift for me was letting go of the idea that I needed to feel good in order to be okay. I had this unconscious rule that if I didn't feel happy or motivated or inspired, that something was wrong. But numbness isn't the opposite of joy, like I was treating it. It's a pause for your nervous system before a sensation returns. You might think of it like your hand or your foot falling asleep. You don't smack it awake, because dang, that hurts. You don't demand it function immediately. You feel those tingles. You wait for them, the pins and needles, those subtle signs of that circulation returning. Yeah, it's uncomfortable and it can be awkward and frustrating. But this is why so many of us shut down in that moment as feeling starts to come back. Because those first feelings generally aren't joy. It might be fatigue, irritation, grief, longing, anger we haven't had space for. So that work isn't just about feeling again, but it's allowing those first feelings to come back without rushing past them. And this is where self-trust deepens. Instead of asking, how do I feel better? We start with, can I be with what's here for one moment longer? Rebuilding from numbness almost looked embarrassingly small, because it's not journaling for hours or progressing through everything. It's noticing the warmth in my tea. It's letting myself enjoy that tea without multitasking and letting that presence be enough. He was choosing sensory anchors every day, whether it be sound, scent, texture, light, something pleasant but not overwhelming. Because pleasure doesn't require emotional depth to be effective. It just needs permission. Your nervous system relearns safety through repetition, through consistency, through tiny cues that say we're okay right now. This is why I'm very careful about how we talk about healing. Because if it sounds like work, your system will resist it. If it sounds like pressure, you're going to shut down again. This beginning isn't a project. It's a practice of noticing. And that noticing will slowly build your capacity. The capacity to feel without being overwhelmed. The capacity to stay present without disassociating. The capacity to trust yourself with your own inner world again. One of the most powerful shifts you can make is give yourself permission to begin imperfectly. It's not about knowing how you feel. You don't have to have the language or the clarity. "I don't know" became a safe answer instead of failure. "I feel blank" became valid information instead of something to override. Because the truth is, numbness often shows up after long periods of self-abandonment, after you've been ignoring your needs, minimizing pain, being strong for too long. You don't heal self-abandonment by pushing harder. You heal it by staying when it's quiet, when it's uncomfortable, when nothing dramatic is happening. That's how re-entry into life works. It's not through grand gestures, it's consistency. Through choosing to be in your body for just 5 more seconds. Through choosing presence over distraction once even every day. Choosing honesty instead of performance. I want you to hear this clearly. You don't need to be motivated to begin again. It's not about feeling hopeful or inspired. It's just about noticing. It's the bridge between numbness and aliveness. It's how you signal your system that you're listening again, that you're not trying to force, that you're not abandoning yourself in the name of productivity or positivity. Every time you notice the sensation, the emotion, or even the absence of them, you're rebuilding that trust. And slowly that trust will bring those feelings back. Slowly, gently, on your timeline. Not all at once, because that will cause you to shut down. Not perfectly, but honestly. I want to offer you something simple to practice today. Not as homework. Not as another thing to get right. Just a quiet invitation. At some point today, take a pause. It doesn't have to be when everything else is ideal. It's not opening your journal or finding your nervous system purposely regulated. Just pause wherever you are and ask yourself 2 questions. The first is, what do I notice in my body right now? Not what you think about your body, not what you wish you felt like, but honesty if one sensation. Maybe it's tight, heavy, warm, restless, blank, even nothing counts. Let that answer be enough. The second question is, if I had to name one emotion or feeling, what would it be? Again, this isn't about true clarity, because it might just be that you're tired, you could be irritated, dull, neutral, or I don't know could be the answer. Just jot it down. This isn't editing, there's no silver lining. It's awareness. When I started doing this, I was surprised at how much relief came from not trying to change anything. But just naming what was already there created this bridge of contact, like tapping on a window from the inside and realizing that I wasn't as far away as I thought. Just add one gentle sensation to your day. Maybe it's something warm, a drink you enjoy. It could be sunlight on your skin, a scent that feels comforting. But let yourself notice it for longer than usual, without multitasking, without rushing. This isn't about creating happiness. It's about creating safety and peace in those moments. Because that safety is what will allow the feelings to return. Beginning again doesn't require big feelings. It doesn't require motivation or clarity or some big emotional wave that will finally knock you back into yourself. It's going to start quieter, smaller than that. So quiet you might miss it if you're not paying attention. It starts with noticing. Noticing that something feels off, that you feel flat, or that you miss yourself. Noticing is not nothing. It's that first signal. So if all you did today was name one sensation, one honest word about how you feel, that matters. That counts. That's you stepping back into relationship with yourself instead of rushing past your inner world again. You don't have to go from numbness to alive in one huge leap. You move from numbness to awareness, from awareness to curiosity, and from curiosity to presence. And that presence is where life will slowly come back to you. If it feels right, I want to invite you to share your word from today, the feeling you noticed, even if it was blank or I don't know. Message me, post it online, or if that's too much, just whisper it to yourself. That honesty is powerful. For now, let this be enough. You showed up. You noticed. You stayed. That's how it begins.